The Nose by Nikolai Gogol. From The Mantle and Other Stories. Translated by Claude Field. This reading by Douglas Harvey. The Nose, Part 1. On the 25th of March, 18-something, a very strange occurrence took place in St. Petersburg. On the Ascension Avenue there lived a barber of the name of Ivan Jakovlevich. He had lost his family name, and on his signboard, on which was depicted the head of a gentleman with one cheek soaped, the only inscription to be read was, "Bloodletting done here." On this particular morning he awoke pretty early. Becoming aware of the smell of fresh-baked bread, he sat up a little in bed and saw his wife, who had a special partiality for coffee, in the act of taking some fresh-baked bread out of the oven. "Today, Praskovna Osipovna," he said, "I do not want any coffee. I should like a fresh loaf with onions." "The blockhead may eat bread only as far as I am concerned," said his wife to herself. "Then I shall have a chance of getting some coffee." And she threw a loaf on the table. For the sake of propriety, Ivan Jakovlevich drew a coat over his shirt, sat down at the table, shook out some salt for himself, prepared two onions, assumed a serious expression, and began to cut the bread. After he had cut the loaf in two halves, he looked, and to his great astonishment, saw something whitish sticking in it. He carefully poked around it with his knife and felt it with his finger.
"Quite firmly fixed," he murmured in his beard. "What can it be?"
He put in his finger and drew out a nose. Ivan Jakovlevich at first let his hands fall from sheer astonishment. Then he rubbed his eyes and began to feel it. A nose, an actual nose, and moreover, it seemed to be the nose of an acquaintance. Alarm and terror were depicted in Ivan's face, but these feelings were slight in comparison with the disgust which took possession of his wife. "Whose nose have you cut off, monster?" she screamed, her face red with anger. "You scoundrel! You tippler! I myself will report you to the police. Such a rascal! Many customers have told me that while you were shaving them, you held them so tight by the nose that they could hardly sit still." But Ivan Jakovlevich...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?